What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones here. Chris, I assume you're in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show.
No,
what's on your mind?
Sorry, I'm in Arizona, but it's plenty about Florida, Mike. Good to be
okay.
On the show. Well,
so what's on your mind?
What I wanted to start out with, and I wanted to know, I'm trying to get intel, too. I don't just call in to make statements, but I totally agree with you about what's happening in Greece there. That last segment of jiu-jitsu is basically hitting it on the nail. I'm Greek. My name is Chris Robert Kaplanis, and I'm from Michigan originally.
Okay.
But the Greeks aren't people that are going to go on. If you look at the protesters that they put up and the amount of people and the shutdowns they put on that government in the last 3 years, no other country has done so for such a small group of people that's not very wealthy anymore. The sad thing about Greece and the stories that my grandfather told me from Michigan, who was an auto worker too, was that when the islands were taken, it crippled the children because there was always a fantasy and a story about you could get in a small boat, whether it be a rowboat or a small motorized skip or a small sailboat. They usually have the really nice little wood small sailboats. You could go to any one of them islands and camp for the day and have a picnic or make love to your girlfriend. You could create any fantasy you want. Once they took them islands, the global bankers and the cartels, they crushed everything that Greece was about. Now, some of the islands had been sold off by other Greeks and as their economy started going down for years. But they will fight for Europe. And I agree with you as far as the trade part. Why can't they go back to trading just free trade? Free trade means I trade a product for what you have, for what I have, and we split shipping. There doesn't have to even be currencies in it. But
well,
you're definitely right.
The currencies
right
are necessary for taxation and to hand control to the bankers.
Currency to back them up. And there can't be just a biblical court to this huge snake-eyed super gangster cartel that's run by basically a handful of people, and then of course the Fortune 50. I mean, and the billionaires. And the billionaires, strategically, they have strong points in every industry. And you don't have to even have that many billionaires like in this country to have an influence on elections about anything. So what I'm calling about is Tikanis, that's the Greek greeting in Greek, and then you would reply, Adestos. Mm-hmm. And I really thank you for talking about Greece, sir, because they might be the turning point for Europe for people to get their sovereignty back, go back to currencies or trade that suits them, that fits their culture, that's agreeable with others. So I could trade rice for flour. Split the shipping. See, there doesn't have to be a currency in everything, does there?
No,
see,
there doesn't have to be a currency in everything. We do need currency. Okay, Chris, give me a minute. I'm going to hold you through the next commercial break so you don't have to rush anymore, okay? The issue here is currency facilitates trade. The difference is that if you have a central bank that's loaning that currency out, then you have to go and basically borrow from the bank at interest before
right.
you can engage in commerce. And the bank's getting a piece of the action. The system that was set up here in the United States of America, where the government is issuing the currency and it circulates through commerce without accruing interest, allows people to engage in commerce without having to basically just give a fixed percentage of everything they do to the private bankers. It is a system of enslavement to have a private central bank loaning the public currency at interest. And it's rule by compound interest, and it's no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And it's time for the world to stand up and realize that. Now, I'm sure Obama is offering all kinds of bribes and stuff to the government of Greece to hold things together for the next 22 days, because if the government of Greece falls in the next week or so, then all those derivatives are going to kick in, and there's going to be a derivatives run on Wall Street, and everything's going to start falling apart. So I expect it all to start coming apart, though, once we're into November.
Okay,
we've got to
so
take a break for commercials.
You're predicting there's going to be a fallout after the elections, any way you slice it.
Okay, Chris, hold on to the phone. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
There There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Chris in Arizona. And Chris, I think at this point it is very obvious that this Ponzi scheme, private central banking scam that has been foisted onto the world can't hold itself together any longer. I mean, we've got people out here. I'm looking at this story where there's this economist in Great Britain saying that civilization may not survive the coming crash. And basically they're saying anything that we can do to protect these private banks is necessary because without them, civilization will fall. And that's complete and utter nonsense because civilization does not reside solely in bank vaults. Yeah, the bankers are going to come crashing down. All of this leveraged game playing derivatives and all this other financial products are going to come crashing down. But civilization will continue because civilization is in the hearts and minds of the world's billions and billions of people. And, I get all these emails saying they're secretly trying to crash the economy. No, they're not. They just can't hold it together any longer. It's a pyramid scheme. It is coming down. They're trying to maximize their own profitability out of the coming crash. And again, we may see the United States, in order to preserve its power a little longer, they may try and blame the crash on Iran with some computer hacking. So I imagine Obama is doing everything. In fact, we know he is. 2 months ago, it was actually in the corporate media that Obama was telling Europe, hold it together until after November.
Right. They wanted to toe a line, in the line along just long enough to get back in. But Romney's doing the same thing, though. He's promising Israel what they want, the red line, too. So they play both sides, and we know that, and you know that very well as much. But the cartel needs to be stopped in any fashion, wherever they are in the globe. They need to, you're right. They want to be the treasurer of every transaction of anything that's of any value. And they want to skim off the top of everything with applying consumer slavery, like you said. It's basically consumer slavery is what it is.
It's government slavery, it's institutions by slavery,
because you're only going to have three people selling shocks. You're only going to have four people selling hamburgers on a street corner. So this consolidation is still going on. But what I wanted to call in about, and I don't know if it's a subject that you would be familiar with, what really happened in Florida with the Republican Party? And I have intel, some of what happened and who paid them off, and I can give a few names. I can't actually prove it by any point, but I can, it's not so much as an idea or a conspiracy. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz was the chairman for Obama.
Yeah,
there's
we know about her.
There's two people that ran against Debbie Schultz two times out. There's a girl named Karen Harrington, she's a Republican, and a neocon, young Republican, pro-Israel, Joe Kaufman. Now, they can't even get a television ad after 8 years to challenge Debbie at all. When Romney went to Florida, he stayed out of the Miami-Dade area. From Lauderdale to South Miami, that's all rackets. That's the most highly contested, corrupt, most corrupted polls in the country. It's called Breyer. Bloomberg operates out of there. Mayor Bloomberg operates out of there of New York with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and a guy named Wayne Huizenga. Wayne Huizenga is the billionaire that's retired in Florida that started Blockbuster Video and Waste Management and a company called Auto Nation, which is the largest car dealership in America. Wayne doesn't owe them. This guy was known to be, he even owned half of the Miami Dolphins. He's 80-some years old, but his son runs some other rackets. He runs a marina down there.
Okay.
But anyhow, so the Republicans went there, and they were told to stay out of that area. So they set their convention up in Tampa. Okay. Now, they didn't have a very strong base after Herman Cain went down. The only money they got down there is Rubio, and that's mostly for the Cubans, which is not going to do them any good. It helps, but not much. Okay. And they got a guy, a Connie Mack. So they have no support down there. So wouldn't you go after the DMC chairman if you found a Republican that was on her webpage, one of your own boys, one of the biggest car dealerships in America that operates out of Lauderdale, where the dive bolt machines are? Okay, wouldn't you have went after Debbie Wasserman Schultz before the convention? And what this guy has, he's a Republican. He's like the barometer. He got a $1.4 billion loan from Jamie Dimon. When they rolled Dimon out for $2.5 million, it was really probably 12 or 15. He gets the largest loan of any car dealership in the country ever got. He's the only one in the country that has a hate crime video involving children being beaten up on a public sidewalk in front of a General Motors dealership at the time of the bailout. And then he's on the auto task force with the Treasury Department, with Goldman and them.
Okay,
so he's
Chris,
on the
Chris,
task force.
Chris, take a deep breath. Chris, take a deep breath. Calm down. I need you to get to the point you're trying to make because you're kind of starting to ramble all over the place and we're losing our focus.
Why would the Republicans sidestep the most populated voting precinct in the air and not go after Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Because she's Jewish. And then they brought out seven Jewish guys from the hotel gangsters out as support for Mitt Romney. Well, why didn't they go after Debbie Wasserman Schultz for Mike Jackson? You got a Republican that got the largest loan. He says he's a Republican. He shows up on Debbie's webpage doing town hall meetings. There's something going on here. Someone paid someone off in Florida, and then it led to the setup in Bokerton.
Well, we know.
Chris,
got to take a break. I'd like to respond here. We know the Republican Central Committee is bought and paid for because we saw what they did to keep Ron Paul out of the race. There is no question the entire party structure of both parties is incredibly corrupt. They're not interested in what their own voters are thinking. We saw that demonstrated at the Democratic convention, where they literally ignored the vote of their own elected delegates to get that platform change regarding Israel through. So there's no question that there's a lot of backroom dealing going on. It's all machine politics. Florida, it looks like it's going to come down to Florida again, just like it did in 2000. And we're going to see massive, massive vote fraud going on. We're going to see the media is just going to cover it all up again. And it is it's going to be a very, very ugly mess, and it's going to come down to Florida again. And I think this is one of the reasons why the corporate media is trying to tell us the polls are now neck and neck, because if Obama thinks he might lose Florida, he's going to be a lot more agreeable and tractable to starting this war with Iran that Netanyahu wants. And so it's a very ugly situation. All of the candidates are thinking about themselves and the money and the support coming in, and they're not thinking about the American people. And apparently the American people just don't. Normally in an election year, you figure the government's paying attention to the general public. Not this year, not because of Citizens United, not because of all the Israeli money that's coming in. And it is. It's completely out of control on the situation. So, Chris, I got to let you go here. We've got a lot of people backed up on the line. So we're going to go with Don in El Paso. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, great program today. I haven't talked to you in quite a while, and I just wanted to touch bases and corroborate a point or two. We're talking about Rome falling, you know, and I've picked up a book called Debt, the First 5,000 Years by David Graeber, and been reading in it. And same scenario happened to India, where they had their economic wagon full of the aristocracy and military, much like we have today in this country. And it got so overburdened, the wagon got so big with the military, the economic wagon, with the military and the aristocracy, that basically they had to turn the military out and give them land. And that's basically what started the village communities in India, because the aristocracy went broke. I mean, so this is just corroboration for what you're saying, is every time you get a debauched banking system going, they have to have the gun to protect it, and consequently the wagon gets so loaded with banking and aristocracy or corporate aristocracy that eventually there's nobody left to pull the wagon down the economic road.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a good analogy for what's going on here. The United States, you know, spends more on military than like the next something like 27 countries combined, 26 of which are supposed to be our allies. And it is a huge, huge burden. And again, a lot of the national debt has accumulated from borrowing to spend on weapons for invasion, conquest, weapons to give to Israel. And it is, it's a complete out of control system. And Eisenhower did try and warn us that when you allow the military industrial complex or any large corporate political structure to become so big that it becomes a political force unto itself, it will pervert the society to serve itself. We need to That's understand true. As we move forward into what we're going to do for the next country here. Banks
down
do not.
Here, excuse me. Down here in El Paso, the biggest employer is Fort Bliss with 40,000 employees, whether they be military or civilians. The next biggest employer, I think with 5,000 people, is a part-time agency. And Walmart employs 3,000 people, where the border guards only employ 1,000. And every day when I go down by the different facilities or strip malls, you constantly see cars with Chihuahua or Mexican license plates coming across the border. So I asked an employee one day, why do these people come over here to go to Walmart and all these other places? They say, because it's cheaper over here than in Mexico.
Well, there's a wake-up call right there. You know, I remember when I was a kid, which was admittedly a long time ago, living in Southern California, you drove into Mexico because things were cheaper there, like bottles of Kahlua and all that other stuff. That was... and you got the really good fireworks at a really good price. And now it's the other way around. Mexicans are driving into the U.S. to get discounted products.
Well, Carlos Slim down there in Mexico, you know, he's a billionaire off the backs of people down there.
Okay, we got to take a break. Got to take a break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Don. And Don, I'm thinking about the employment statistics that you gave us regarding your local area. And it's just another reminder, we are already in a wartime economy.
Where
it's all focused on war and death and destruction and invasion and conquest. And the reality is, when wars are over, one side, the government says we won, and the other side, the government says we lost. The only real winners are the bankers, because we're all suffering from this U.S. military campaign across the globe. Our jobs are gone, nothing but low-paying jobs. We're losing our children's lives. We're seeing our nation crumble around us through neglect. And so, yeah, we are victims of this war almost to the same extent as those people in the Middle East.
You're going to enjoy this comment I'm about ready to give you. I'm looking out over the back wall of this very nice complex. I'm out watching someone's house that got burglarized here a few days ago. And, you know, he's a mathematician that works for the government, a friend of our family. And I'm looking over the back fence, and I just saw a car pull up, a late model mid-size black Mercedes, and a gentleman in army fatigues just got out of the car and walked in the house.
Okay, I'm not sure why that's funny, but okay,
well,
I'll take
to show you the level of military. I mean,
I see what you're saying. I live here in Hawaii, and we have the highest per capita presence of military bases. I got Pearl Harbor out this window here. We've got, you know, all kinds of people around here who are involved in the military, most of whom are smart enough to realize what's going on and that they're being asked to risk their lives simply to prop up the dollar. But we're on a wartime economy. We have been for quite some time, going back to the Bush administration. And now, of course, it's turned out that Dick Cheney's secret energy policy wasn't just about Iraq. It was about grabbing all of the oil producing nations to force them back onto the dollar. And if you really think about it, the U.S. is trying to play the same game the banks do. If you want to engage in commerce, you have to come to us first and borrow money from us or buy money from us. And it's basically the same scam ratcheted up to the next level here. But again, the reality is they can't keep it going much longer. It's going to come down. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What is the economy like on Maui?
On Maui, I have not been there.
You're on Oahu, or
I'm on Oahu.
What's the economy like on Oahu?
Oh boy, it is bad. It is very, very bad. We've got an estimated 4,000 homeless people on this island. Every time Claire and I go down for this local Feed the Homeless program that we're volunteering for and supporting, the lines are getting longer and longer. There's a lot of closed retail space. It's bad out here. Most of it has come from the decline of tourism, which, of course, is the blessings of the TSA.
Right. And the crime rate?
It's very bad crime rate right now, and the police force, they're being cut back. Most of them are now on traffic patrol to write tickets to generate revenue.
Homeburglaries, is there any estimate on that?
I don't have any numbers on it. It's hard to get those numbers because the official position of the government and media is everything's fine out here. We're tourist paradise. Come on out here. But the other night, I think it was Saturday night, I was up late and I heard gunfire from down by the harbor. So, you know, it's,
wow.
You know, but again, the real measure of the economy is you just drive around and you look at how rundown everything is and you look at all the closed storefronts and just the homeless people everywhere that you go and just their desperation. And these are people just like you and I. You know, they're not all druggies and alcoholics. Some of them are, yeah. Maybe they became druggies and alcoholics after they were made homeless. We don't really know. But these are people with college degrees, with skills, and they just got trapped here. They don't have the money to leave, unfortunately. A lot of people with skills have already left. So, things are really, really bad here. And, you know, Claire and I are talking all the time about relocating, and we're kind of caught in this two possibilities here, because if the economy collapses, we're probably more insulated here in Hawaii than we would be on the mainland. On the other hand, if the U.S. gets into war with Russia and China, we're sitting on a first strike nuclear target. So,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of hard to know what to do.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for the time you've given me. And the reason I was asking this question is there's a possibility of a transfer to Queens, hospital over there. So I wanted to get your input, and I thank you very much.
Okay. Now, the Queens Medical Center is a very, very nice facility. I know some of the people down there. We used it as a location when we were shooting on Lost. And because it is privately funded out of the estates of Hawaii's last royal family, they're not dependent on tax revenues to that great of an extent. If you can find, if you have a job promised to you, you know, coming out here to live is kind of a good idea. The real problem are people who come out here and they don't have a job. They just think there are going to be jobs waiting for them, or they can make a living carving coconuts for the tourists, or they are promised a job and move out here and the job evaporates. But Queens Medical Center is a pretty solid institution. Got to take a break for commercials. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo,
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze-Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. And before we go to the next phone call, I'm watching the CNN report that's trying to put out the story that the Syrians are using Russian-made cluster bombs and how bad and horrible that is, forgetting that the U.S. was using cluster bombs in Iraq. But if you watch the video, they're basically saying that they've found all of these unexploded submunitions, and they're showing them the camera, and then they have the master housing that deploys all the cluster munitions, and the guy is showing these unexploded bomblets, and then he just tosses them onto the metal case that they supposedly came in. And that tells us right there, these things are fake. They're disarmed. They're something that was captured somewhere else in the world, and the explosive filler taken out, because those cluster submunitions. You don't drop them. You don't bang. You don't even pick them up because they can still explode at the lightest touch. And so on this video, it's very obvious these things are empty. They're just empty cases. It's another hoax. It's another fraud here. All right, going to the phones. Dan in Seattle. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Just a comment about when you were talking earlier that no one has the courage to stand up and talk about the Fed being the real elephant in the room and the real problem. Mm-hmm. My take on it, I think just from my frustration since I've, you know, kind of woken up and started listening to your show, and I'm constantly talking to people about it. You're constantly talking about it, and I'm sure thousands of your viewers. I think the more accurate statement, the point I'm trying to get that relates my frustration with it, is people don't have the courage to listen to what the real problem is rather than people not having the courage to talk about it. There are plenty of people talking about it, but whether it's a mental block or something, people just don't have the courage to listen to it. People just want to stay, I guess the term most fitting would be ignorance is bliss. I kind of find myself being jealous of the people that are still asleep to all this sometimes because life seems like it sure was a lot easier when I was so self-involved. I didn't worry about what was going on in the world.
Well, I can certainly identify with that. But, you know, you can ignore politics, but rest assured politics will not ignore you. My comment, however, was specifically aimed at the corporate media and our politicians.
Sure.
You know, you and I and the people who listen to this show, we're all very informed, intelligent people, and we do understand that the model of private central banking is not something that serves society but serves itself. It is the new form of enslavement, of feudalism, if you will. But again, for my comment was addressed to the corporate media who are talking about all the things that we have to do to save the economy, and they won't talk about the cause of the problem. Just like when you hear people always talking about, we've got to find a cure for cancer, but nobody wants to investigate what is actually causing it.
Sure.
Because it's all about the money. And, you know, we're not going to investigate what causes cancer, because if we found it to be something simple and shut it off, then the whole cancer treatment industry would collapse, and we can't have that. Anything else?
Oh, no, that would be horrible. who would drive around all those new Mercedes they're making? And
oh,
all that
my goodness. Anything else, Dan?
One other question I had about you. I saw a little video clip, and I don't have a lot of detail on, but I wanted to see if you, being from Hawaii, knew anything about it. This guy was on there claiming some heir to the throne is claiming he's the new king of Hawaii, and he's trying mm-hmm. to secede from the union. What mm-hmm. do you know anything about that, what that's all about?
Oh, yeah. There are several sovereignty groups here on the island, and their case is basically that the annexation of Hawaii by the United States was illegal. And as a matter of fact, President Bill Clinton acknowledged that. He signed a public law saying, yes, we acted against international law and treaties by annexing the Hawaiian territory. There were also problems with the what is called the plebiscite vote for statehood. There were massive petitions against statehood that were never delivered. Just the same kind of fraud that you would see in any of the corrupted situation. But going from the fact that
Is this a real movement, or is this someone blowing hot air? I hate to, it kind of seems like the phrase false flag is getting thrown around like a catchphrase.
Not in this case. There are a lot of survivors of the royal families. They are, you know, they've inherited titles, and they're still considered the royal family. Most of them are very involved with, you know, working for the community. And as I mentioned to that other caller, unlike America's wealthy elite, the Hawaiian royalty basically took the wealth that they wound up with and they put it in like the Kamehameha Schools, Queens Medical Center, all these other really, really good works that were being done here. But yes, I have been very much aware of Hawaii's call for independence. They're not talking about secession because, in their view, Hawaii is not legally a state, and there is a good, solid ground to make that claim. And basically, with the signing of that public law by Bill Clinton to apologize for the illegal annexation, the legal position of these various sovereignty movement, and there's a couple of different people claiming to be the rightful ruler of Hawaii right now. But their idea is that basically if the U.S. government has acknowledged that the annexation of Hawaii is illegal, then the path to statehood had no legal ground whatsoever, and therefore Hawaii is not a state, and they want the U.S. military to pay full rental for all that land they've taken up with their military bases. They don't want to have anything to do with the accumulated federal government debt because it's not their problem. And other than that, things are basically going to go on the same way that they always have. It's just going to, the current Hawaii state flag is the flag of the old Hawaii Republic.
Okay. And the reason I was really interested in it is because I was kind of hoping it was a real move, and I'm hoping they follow through with it and it succeeds, only because I'm from Washington State and we're on the verge of legalizing marijuana, not just for medical use, but flat out and taxing it and regulating it, which is going to cause a big problem with the federal government. And I'm hoping if one state stands up and shows some testicles, excuse my language, and tells the Fed to get lost and maybe decides to secede from the union, then others will follow, and finally something can get done about the mess that's been made in this country. So,
well,
that's my
Hawaii,
comments. Have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Hawaii is not the only state with an active secessionist movement. There's a couple of them down in Texas. Alaska is also aware that their plebiscite vote was flawed and not in compliance with the United Nations regulations. And basically, if there is a major economic governmental collapse on the mainland, there's a lot of talk here in Hawaii about going back to being a republic and kicking out the TSA, telling the U.S. military that if they do want to have all these bases here in Hawaii, that they have to pay rent on them now, and basically go back to just being this tourist paradise that everybody really loves. So let's see. There are some other states that are talking about secession movements as well. I would say that one possible scenario we will see when the private central bank collapses and the federal government comes crashing down with it, we may see the mainland United States balkanize into three sections. The original Northeast power structure, the Confederacy, more or less, would be a second part. And then many years ago, there was this group called the Western States Coalition that basically said everything west of the Mississippi ought to be its own country. They were the group that was behind what was called the ultimatum resolution that was being taken to all the state legislatures in the country. And it basically said when the federal government debt goes over $6 trillion, the federal government will be dissolved. And they were trying to get three quarters of the state legislatures to ratify that, which would have made it law under the U.S. Constitution. But again, because most state legislatures see themselves as training grounds for a move to Washington, D.C., it didn't get the necessary three-quarter states. So a lot of people are talking secession. We're sick and tired of the way this Sodom on the Potomac has been running this place. And it seems to only be getting worse as time goes on. So enough is enough is enough is enough. Everyone always talks about saving the nation, preserving the nation, the future of the nation. There comes a point where a nation, where a government, like a cancer patient, is beyond the point of reasonable salvation. Let's let it die with dignity. All right, phone lines are open, moving right along here and getting back to Europe because we've got to finish up with this economic stuff. The International Monetary Fund, which is yet another one of these private central banks loaning the currency at interest, is issuing a warning that Spanish bond spreads could surge and push the country into a deeper crisis if Premier Mariano Rajoy continues to drag his feet on a bailout request. Well, what's really going on here? Okay, understand why private central banks are a pyramid scheme. Because the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to the bank than actually exists. And it is never, ever otherwise. So the only way these private central banks can continue on is with each new generation of young people coming along. It's the population grows. There's a new level of borrowers who borrow money and allow it to be created. And that money circulates through society. And a lot of it goes to pay the interest on the old money. And the only way it keeps going forward is you have to find larger and larger new levels for the bottom of the pyramid. And when you can't find it, that's when the pyramid scheme collapses. And so basically what the IMF is really afraid of is if Spain refuses to borrow any more money, because that's what a bailout is. It's not a gift. It's another loan. If Spain refuses to borrow any more money from the IMF, then the IMF pyramid starts to collapse. Meanwhile, there are more protests in Spain and now in Portugal against austerity. And they're marching through the streets saying, we don't owe the money. We won't pay it. They could add to that, we don't have it. Apparently over in Portugal, they're putting out signs and leaflets saying Portugal's had enough of being robbed and humiliated. And so this is spreading all over the place. And again, the enemy of all humankind are the private central banks. They are tools of enslavement. And it brought down Rome, and it's bringing down the United States, and it's bringing down the European Union. And the reason they won't stop it is because these people are addicts. They're money junkies. They can't see beyond that next cash fix, that next zero on the bank account, that next Mercedes, that next $200 hamburger, that next $150,000 watch. They can't stop themselves. These people are psychologically ill, and it's time for an intervention. We need to remove them from the temptation of their addiction by shutting down the private central banks. We need to put all these bankers in a little home, a little clinic, you know, well, where the treatment room is this mahogany office with very plush furniture, and there's a dollar bill sitting on the ground that's wired to a spark coil. And every time they go over and try and grab that dollar bill, they get a nasty shock. It'll work to cure smokers. It'll work to cure the money junkies. But until we get rid of the private central bank model, all of the people of the world will always be enslaved to the bankers, and that is exactly the way the bankers want it. Okay, over the weekend, Reuters was reporting U.S. trade deficit widens as exports fall. There was a counter article came out today. I didn't even bother linking to it because it was such an obvious piece of nonsense saying, no, the idea that America's lost its manufacturing, that's a myth. We're still strong. Well, military manufacturing is going strong, but that's about the only one. Over in the housing market, you know, we're basically up to 14 million abandoned homes and growing. People made homeless by the bankers, and the houses sit there abandoned. They're being stripped by metal thieves, looted by vandals, used as meth houses. Meanwhile, of course, J.P. Morgan is out there saying the housing market has turned around. We are making profit in our mortgage division, and that is a huge steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement, because that quantitative easing 3 means the Federal Reserve is loaning the American people money at interest. That money is then being given to the banks in exchange for those toxic assets, those mortgage bundles that are worthless. So the U.S. government, using money loaned to you, is buying these worthless mortgage bundles, taking them off the balance sheets of the banks. And when the banks are dumping worthless liabilities and they're getting cash assets in exchange for them, of course they're going to show profitability. But it's not from a turnaround in the housing market. It's just another form of bailout. So there is no housing turnaround. It's just another piece of pre-election propaganda to convince you everything's hunky-dory and it's getting better. Vote the incumbent party. And it's all very short-sighted manipulation. It's going to have drastic long-term consequences. But, hey, once Obama gets reelected, you know, he'll worry about it then. He's not worried about it now. Getting a story here that the European Union has just banned all natural gas from Iran because of Iran's refusal to come clean on its nuclear program. I mean, never mind the fact that the IAEA is in there. So the European Union has imposed a new range of sanctions Monday to try and hit the country's treasury by banning natural gas from Iran. Now, other countries like Russia and China, they're buying all of the Iranian oil and gas they can get, and they're not paying for it in dollars. And so all this new sanction is going to do is harm the citizens of the European Union, because your gas prices going into a hard, hard winter, your natural gas prices are going to go right through the roof. Small price to pay. We don't care if the elderly and children freeze to death this winter. We've got to show Iran who's boss. Like I said, all of us are victims of this war policy. On both sides, there is suffering and hardship. Now, you all remember Stuxnet, Dooku, Flame, Gauss. There's a new one called Shamoon. Sounds like the killer whale down at SeaWorld or something. Apparently, this virus has attacked Saudi Aramco. And it got past Saudi Aramco's high-tech security systems, got past the firewalls, got into the computers, apparently overwrote important system files with pictures of a burning American flag. Obviously a false flag. They're loading this thing up. Say, see, it's people who hate America who are doing this. And we're building on this thing. We're seeing another article over here where the Wall Street Journal is out there saying Iran is to blame for all these cyber attacks. I think they're planning a virtual 911, a cyber false flag. If either Spain or Greece looks to collapse in the next 24 hours, they're going to crash the U.S. banking system computers, blame Iran for it, duck the blame for all this mismanagement, and we're off to war. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe I can bring you low. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic, you'll see me open your eyes.
And aloha. Welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of our third hour. And this is probably a good place to remind everybody that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a fund drive. They still have not achieved their goal, and we really do need your help in order to keep getting the message out. You all know what's at stake. I don't have to go down the list of all the problems that we face. We live in a country that uses torture to extract confessions, to put in the news headlines. We live in a country with concentration camps. We live in a country with a persecuted religious minority on which all the problems are scapegoated. We live in a country that is invading nation after nation after nation on the basis of lies and fraud and deception. We know we live in a nation that is willing to sacrifice millions of our young people to prop up a paper currency that is already hovering at the edge of utter worthlessness. We live in a country that has lost all of the things that used to make it great. And they've been stripped off and sold off because we live in a country that is completely under the control of a private central bank that has one agenda only, and that is money. And they're perfectly willing to spend it to get more of the same. And they will fund the corporate media, not as well as they used to, because it's less effective. But they're going to hire public relations firms. They're going to bribe members of Congress, lobbying. We know the Citizens United decision has resulted in overwhelming corporate money pouring into the political contest. And they're simply the attitude that they have up there at the 1% is, we've got most of the money. We can outspend the American people. They haven't got a chance of getting their country back, because we can outspend them. For every $1 they send into a place like Republic Broadcasting, we can pour $1,000 into wherever it is that they're pouring their money. And so you know how serious this is. So if you can help, please, especially if you're an angel, go over to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that little PayPal button, go into the online store, buy some of the products. Or if you want to arrange something else, you can call Republic Broadcasting at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, and you can arrange some kind of a donation there. This is a struggle for the soul of the United States of America. We are being outspent. We're the radio network for the American people. We need the American people to step up and give us a hand to keep going. It is that serious here. All righty, so moving right along, speaking of money and just how tyrannical this nation is getting, Obama has signed yet another executive order, and I think he holds the record for executive orders of any American president right now. This new executive order was signed on October 9th, claims the power to freeze all bank accounts and stop all financial transactions of anyone who is offering support to Iran. So that's how important money is. They're going to go out and start grabbing the money of anybody who opposes them. That, too, is dictatorship. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.